Shalom to all. Today's episode of Basar Daf Kufna involving we're starting about the eighth line with the words Arm of Nachum and Omar Shmuel. And today's office sponsor, Lilo Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Basar Biakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, yesterday we were discussing a Katan and a Gadol. And even though usually we understand that under 13 is a Katan and over 13 is a Gadol, it's not necessarily so in regards to buying and selling property that he inherited from his father. And we have mentioned that one of the main factors is whether or not he has Shtei Cyrus. He has two pubic hairs, and that's going to determine whether or not he's considered a Gadol. So the Gemara tells us Arm of Nachum and Omar Shmuel, Baitkin, we're going to check this adolescent, this 13-year-old, to see whether or not he has Shtei Cyrus, L'Gdushin, L'Gerushin, L'Chalitza, L'Miyunin, in regards to all these things, whether or not he's able to affect Kiddushin, or Gerushin, or Chalitza. Miyunin is referring to a 12-year-old girl. We know that if she doesn't have a father, her mother or brother are allowed to marry her off, but she's allowed to walk out of that marriage without having to receive a get. That's called Miyun, but that's only up until 12 years old. So we're going to have to see if she has two Cyrus. Maybe she's too old to do Miyun. And V'Limkar Menichse Aviv, Ad Shei Ben Esrim, in order to be able to sell his father's Nechasim, he has to be 20. It's not enough just to have two Cyrus. Now that we just mentioned all these, we're going to ask on each one of them. If we came into Badakna L'Kiddushin, once we checked this fellow for Kiddushin and we saw that he had Shtei Cyrus, so he's able to be Mekadosh a woman, L'Gerush L'Amali. Now, if he wants to divorce his wife, why do we have to check him again? We already checked him for Kiddushin. The Gemara answers, you're right, L'Nishcha El Ibum. The whole reason why we're going to check him for Gerushin is in regards to Ibum. Now we have a Mishnah that says, Ben Teisha Shana V'Mechad, if this boy is only 9 years old in a day, Shabal Yevimtoi, he was Bael his Yevama, his brother died without children, and so he married his Yevama, even though he's only 9 years old in a day, Kina, he acquires her because his Bia is considered a valid Bia, even though he's only 9 years old. But he's not allowed to give her a get until he grows up. And that's what we mean by saying we're going to have to check him for Gerushin. If he wants to divorce his Yavama, we have to wait till he brings Shtei Cyrus. We continue explaining the Chalitza. If somebody wants to do Chalitza, we have to make sure that there's Shtei Cyrus there. La Fukum Rabbi Yaisi, this is excluding Shitas Rabbi Yaisi. Damar, he says, Ish Kasav Parsha, and the Parsha of Chalitza uses the word Ish, a man, Aval Isha, but in regards to a woman, Ben Gedoyla, Ben Katana, she could do Chalitza, whether she's a Gedoyla or even a Katana. Kamash Milan, the Chiddush over here is, the Makshin and Isha La Ish, that we compare a woman to a man, the like Rabbi Yaisi, not like Rabbi Yaisi. In other words, Rabbi Yaisi holds that a woman does not need to have Shtei Cyrus in order to do Chalitza. Our member over here is telling us that no, a woman does need to have Shtei Cyrus. We continue explaining, Ulam Yunin. We said we have to check a woman to see that she has two Cyrus in order to determine whether or not she's too old to do Miyun. La Fukum Rabbi Yehuda is excluding Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar he holds, Ad Shiyir B'Shachar, there has to be more Shachar, that's to be more black, meaning it's not enough just to have Shtei Cyrus according to Rabbi Yehuda. These Shtei Cyrus have to be long enough that they can fold over and lay across her skin, and that looks like there's a lot more black. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush over here is the like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, that all she has to do is grow Shtei Cyrus a little bit, and that would mean that she's too old to do Miyun. Lastly, we said, V'lim Karmanichse Aviv Aichei Ben Esrim, in order to sell his father's Nechasim, he has to be 20. La Fuki Mando Amar Ben Shmona Esrei, that excludes Mando Amar from yesterday, that he only has to be 18. That's Rava B'Shem Rav Nachman. This over here is telling us that he has to be 20, not 18. Now we're going to have a clarity on a number of different things that we learned about yesterday. V'Holchas Adalacha is, Toich Zman Kelifnei Zman, that within this man is considered before this man. We discussed this yesterday. We had our two opinions of what's considered the proper age, 18 or 20. And the question was asked, what about Toich Zman within that year? He's within his 18th year, within his 20th year, and hasn't fully completed that year. Is that considered Lifnei Zman, that he's too young, or Acher Zman, already after the time and he's of age? And here we're paskening that it's considered Lifnei Zman, and that's like Rav B'Shem Rav Nachman. And the Hilchos Halacha also is Kigido Bar Menashe, like Gido Bar Menashe of yesterday, who had said that somebody who's under 18 years old, but they're very sharp and they understand business, they have a good business acumen, they are able to sell properties. The Hilchos like Marzotra, the Halacha is also like Marzotra, that a Bachar under 20 years old is able to give Eidos only on Metaltolin. The Hilchos like Hamemar, the Halacha is also like Hamemar, that somebody above 13, under 18, is allowed to give Matana. And the Hilchos like Rav Nachman and Rishmul Bakulu, the Halacha is like Rav Nachman Shem Shmuel, and all these things that we just mentioned, that's what we started out today with. The Badkin L'Gdush L'Gersh and L'Chalitz L'Miyunin. And moving on to another Mishnah. Hamachalk Nechas V'Alpiv, a person is distributing his Nechasim. He's saying this goes to that guy and the other thing goes to a different guy. Rebbe Lazar says, Echad Bariv Echad Mesukin, it doesn't make a difference if he's healthy or he's deathly ill, which means he's a Shchiv Meira. He has to make a Kenyan. Nechasim Sheshla Nechrayas, in regards to Nechasim Sheshla Machrayas, which is property, Niknim Kesim Shtar B'Chazaka, they're acquired through money, Shtar doing Chazaka on them, V'Sheinla Nechrayas, things that do not have Achrayas, meaning Metaltolin, Ein Niknim El Meshicha, they're only acquired through Meshicha. We see over here that Rebbe Lazar disagrees with the Shita that we've had up until now regarding Shchiv Meira. We've already learned many Dafim that Divrei Shchiv Meira, Kechsum Chumzurim Dami, that all Shchiv Meira has to do is simply say, give this to that person, and that's automatically done. No kinyan needs to happen. Rebbe Lazar argues with that, that it doesn't make a difference if he's a Shchiv Meira. A real kinyan has to happen in order for his words to be valid. Kufna Vavon Bez on top, Amrulai, they asked him, we have a story with the mother of the kids of Reichel, she was sick, and she said, give my brooch or my pin to my daughter, it was worth 12 money, it was very expensive, and she died, and they were mekayim her words, even though a kinyan didn't take place. So we see that you're wrong, Rebbe Lazar. Amrulai responded to them, B'nai Reichel, the sons of Reichel, tikbrem iman, their mother should bury them. They were evil people. They were Rishayim. And that's the only reason why the Chachamim said that their mother's gift to their daughter was valid, but not because it's a matna shchimera and a kenya doesn't need to happen. Now, we further discussed this machlekas tanya of a brayso. Amar lehen Rabbi Elazar l'chamim. Rabbi Elazar told the Chachamim in this upcoming Gemara, anytime we see the words Rabbi Eliezer, it's really Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar told the Chachamim, Maisa b'Mirayni Echad Shai b'Yerushalayim, is a story with this Mirayni who's in Yerushalayim. He was from Miron, and that's what we're calling him a Mirayni. He was in Yerushalayim. According to Rabbi Elazar, he was a shchiv meira. V'ha'yulay metaltalin harbe. He had a lot of metaltalin. Ubigesh let name matana. He wanted to give them away as a gift. Amrulai, they told him, Ein lam takana. You don't have any way to do this. Ad shi'ikna agav karka. The only way you can makna your metaltalin to other people is if you do it agav karka. You have to makna these people a piece of property, and along that property, they could acquire your metaltalin. Obviously, the metaltalin weren't here. They were in his city, which was far away. So what did this guy do? Halach, he went. Lakach beis sala echad. He bought a beis sala, which is a very rocky piece of property. It's very cheap. It's inexpensive because you can't plant on it. Samach Yushalayim is near Yushalayim. V'amar, and he said as follows, Tzvaynoi l'ploini, the northern part of this piece of property is given to that guy. V'imayin, along with it, Me'atzayin, 100 sheep, Me'achavis, and 100 barrels. And Udami, the southern part of it, l'ploini, is given to that guy. V'imayin, with it, Me'atzayin, Me'achavis, 100 sheep, and 100 barrels. U'meisin, the guy died. V'kimucham es dvarav, and the chum were mekayim what he said. And the only reason why this is valid, says Rabbi Elazar to the chumim, is because there was a real kinyan, agav karka. We see that I'm right. Amrulay, however, the chum responded to him, Misham raya, you bring a raya from there. Mirayni bari haya, he was healthy. This wasn't matna shchiv meira. He was a healthy person trying to give away a matana, and he simply is not able to do that unless he's maknit agav karka. So there's no raya for you from there, Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. Amr lahen, Rabbi Elazar had responded to the chumim, Bnei Reichel, the sons of Reichel, Tigbrem iman, v'chulu. Their mother should bury them. The Gemara asked, My time kolayt lahu. Why is it that he was cursing the Bnei Reichel? What do they do that was so bad? So Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuley explains, they maintain thorns in their vineyard, and that's a problem of kilayim. And we know that if a person maintains kilayim, they're considered a rasha. And that's why Rabbi Elazar was so strong about them. Now the question is, how is this considered kilayim? Rabbi Elazar l'tamei, Rabbi Elazar l'shitasa, did not have a mishnah that says, hamakayim katsim mekarem. If a person maintains thorns in a vineyard, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, kidesh, everything here is usur, because we have an issue of kilayim. Chamer and Chamer say, like kidesh, it's not going to be usur, el adavar shekamoyo mekayimin, only if this is something that people usually maintain in other places. And since people usually don't grow thorns, why would you do that? They're useless. So maintaining thorns in a kerem is not an issue of kilayim. Now we analyze Rabbi Elazar's shita. Bishlema karkum. We understand karkum chazi. That's fitting. That could be used. So that's going to be an issue of kilayim. Elakaitzim my chazi. What are thorns fitting for? Why would Rabbi Elazar say there's an issue of kilayim? So Rabbi Chanina he answers. My time Rabbi Elazar. What's Rabbi Elazar's reasoning? Shekein baravia makayim and kaitzim besadis legamalein. Because in Aravia and Arabia they do maintain thorns in their fields for their camels. Camels eat thorns. Maybe that's why they're so grumpy. But since this is a normal thing to do in Aravia, that's why it's considered kilayim bekerem. Obviously, Chum argue and say, since this fellow is not in Aravia, it's not a normal thing to mekayim kaitzim in a kerem, and therefore they're not kilayim. Now, Amar Blavi, Blavi tells us, kainin kinyan mishchiv meira afil b'shabes, one can make a kinyan from a shchiv meira even on Shabbos when kinyanim are not allowed to take place. Avloy lachash divrei Rabbi Elazar, it's not because we're being chayshish for what Rabbi Elazar says that we have to make a kinyan in order for the matna shchiv meira to be valid. Ela shematitur of daitei olav, it's for a different reason, because maybe of this tira of das that we've mentioned before, the whole reason why in shitzach chachamim a matna shchiv meira works in the first place is because we don't want his situation to get worse. We're afraid that his situation of his fellow on his deathbed is going to worsen even more if he knows that he's not able to give away his property before he dies, and therefore we say, okay, divrei shchiv meira kechsum ruchsum dami, and it's the same thing on Shabbos. If this fellow wants us to do an actual kenyan, we're allowed to do that kenyan because we just want him to be as settled and as calm as possible, and we don't want him perhaps dying earlier because he's all worked up over the fact that we're not able to make this kenyan. But not because we actually need to do the kenyan, like what Rabbi Elazar says, it's just because we want him to be calm and easy. And moving on to another Mishnah, which is really continuing with this din, Rabbi Elazar says, this is not Rabbi Elazar, but it's Rabbi Elazar, B'Shabbos Dvarav Kayamin. On Shabbos, Divrei Shchiv Meira is valid, meaning all he has to do is say, give this to that person and different thing to different person, and then it's 100% valid. Because he's not able to write on Shabbos. And since he can't write this down in a shtar, we say, Divrei Shchiv Meira, Kechsum Usurim Dami, all he has to do is say it. Avaloi B'Chayil, but not during the week. This is also something that we haven't seen before yet. According to Rabbi Elazar, Matna Shchiv Meira is only valid on Shabbos, but not during the week, because during the week it could be written down. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, B'Shabbos Amru Kalchamer B'Chayil, this was said that a person is allowed to do it on Shabbos, and for sure he's allowed to do it during the week. And that's what we've been understanding up until now. And Kiyotzeba, we have a similar machlekes, Zachan L'Katan, Ve'in Zachan L'Gadol, de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that one could acquire something for a Katan, but he can't acquire something for a Gadol. Since a Gadol could acquire something for himself, one Gadol can't acquire for another Gadol. A Gadol can only acquire for a Katan, because a Katan can't be Zaycha for himself. So a Gadol could do it for him. But since a Gadol could be Zaycha for himself, a different Gadol can't be Zaycha for him. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, L'Katan Amru, Kavachaymer L'Gadol. They said that one could be Zaycha for a Katan, so for sure one could be Zaycha for a Gadol. Now the Gemara just tells us, Masnis and Mani, who's our Mishnah like? Rabbi Yehuda he, as according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of this Machlaik. Zetan, you have a Braisa, Rabbi Meir Aymer, Rabbi Meir says, was Machlaik as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? The Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Blazer says, "B'chol dvarv kayamin." If a shchiv meirah directs, give this to that person during the week, so that's valid. Because you could write it down, and therefore he has a migu. Since he could write it down, he could also give it out verbally. Avoloi b'Shabbos, but he can't do this on Shabbos because since he can't write on Shabbos, he can't give it out on Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, "Kufnin zayinu alaf on the top." B'chol amru v'kal chomer l'Shabbos. This was said during the week. For sure, it's allowed to be done on Shabbos. And by similarly, zachin gadol v'ein zachin l'katan. One could be zaycha for a gadol, but cannot be zaycha for a katan. That's what Blazer says. Rabbi Shua says, "Begadol amru kal v'chomer l'katan." This is said by a gadol, and for sure, it's said by a katan. Now, this is obviously not like the machlokes that we have of Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yehuda tells us that what's the machlokes? Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Blazer says, "B'Shabbos dvarav kayamin divrei shchiv meirah on Shabbos is 100% valid. B'nei she'en yachol lechtoiv." That's because he's not able to write. Avoloi b'chol, but not during the week because he could write. And Rabbi Shua says, "B'Shabbos amru." They said that divrei shchiv meirah is valid on Shabbos. Kal v'chomer b'chol, for sure, it's valid during the week. And kiyotze, but similarly, zachon lekatan v'in zachon legadol. Divrei Rabbi Blazer says we can only be zeichah for a katan, but not for a gadol. Whereas Rabbi Shua says lekatan amru kal v'chomer legadol. They said this for a katan, and for sure it applies by a gadol. And that is the version of the machlekes that we have in our Mishnah. So we see that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Meir. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss Yerusha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.